Hello, and welcome to another episode of Diabetes Dialogue, Technology, Therapeutics, and Real-World Perspectives. My name is Diana Isaacs. I am joined by my co-host, Natalie Bellini. And today we want to talk about GLP-1s again because there's so many things to talk about. But recently we have heard two new solutions for lower-cost GLP-1 drugs. And that includes Novo recently announced their Novo Direct program, very similar to Lilly's program. And both are now offering lower cost formulations of tirzepatide and semaglutide, the weight loss versions of them, so Zepbound and Wegovy. And Natalie, you want to talk or share a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. Thanks, Diana. Hello, everyone. So this week, Novo Nordisk launched a NovoCare pharmacy and lowered the Wegovy prices for cash-paying patients. That's cash-paying patients, so people without coverage for the these met this for Wegovy semaglutide. And what they've done is very interesting because they didn't do it in a dose-dependent pricing way. They did it in you will get four single dose pens per month, no matter what dose you're using, for $499. So, and you can do that through the NovoCare pharmacy. And then it is sent through, and it's accessed through novocare.com. I think it's an interesting approach. I think it simplifies things for both the provider as well as the patient. So I'm excited. I really am. The challenge with this is what? It's that $500 a month is a lot for a lot of people still. So it's helping. It's going in the right direction, but I think we still have a little bit to go.
Yeah, so I mean, it's definitely come down a lot. So previously, I think they had offered it for $650, and now it's going to go direct through their pharmacy that they have. So I think on the ordering end, it should be pretty straightforward for prescribers to order it as long as they know, they pick that pharmacy. Definitely a good option for people that don't have coverage, and I think that this is really in response to all the compounding, which is expected to stop or at least slow down because of the declaring that there's not a shortage of these medications anymore. And so there, this is going to be a problem for people that are used to accessing it and they're used to getting their compounded formulations. And this probably realistically is going to be a little bit more expensive than what they were paying for their compounded. But at least now they're getting the brand name. They can be more assured of the quality and they know exactly what they're getting. And I love that all of the doses are the same price. So that means, even as people go to the higher dose, the thing to know is that this is Wegovy, this is not Ozempic. So anyone who's familiar with using the Ozempic pen may know that there are clicks, there's all this microdosing going on, but often, you can control the dose based on the number of clicks. So someone that has the highest Ozempic pen, the 2 milligrams, if they want to take less and stretch their pen out, they can take less with it. So I mean, they're not supposed to, but people do that off label, right? So with the Wegovy, it is just a one and done pen. So it's not as easy to just take a partial dose. So I think that's important. It's not like people can get the highest dose and then choose to spread it out over a few weeks. It would be much harder to do with this type of pen.
You're right, Diana. And I don't know if we've ever really talked about that micro dosing that we all do to some extent, right? I mean, we do because we have to take care of the person in front of us. And sometimes the person, I have someone who has a very high deductible plan, but they need to have scanning done every June for a history of cancer. So after the scans are done, everything's covered, right? Because she's hit her out of pocket and just that fairly large testing, all this blood work that she has to have. So what we do is starting in June every year is she gets 2 milligrams of semaglutide all the way till the end of the year. And what she does is she takes 1 milligram a week and that then lasts her to June again. And you can tell me I'm a poor patient. You could tell me I'm sorry, a poor clinician because I'm doing it off label on whatever. She wouldn't get it at all if I did it any other way for half of the year. So we have to make decisions as clinicians at the bedside that we wouldn't make if we were taking a test, for example, to pass an exam, right? And so that all of the all of the pens act the same way. There's 72 clicks in every single one, whether you're on 1 milligram, 2 milligrams, half a milligram. So what we do is we dose back by 30, you know, you take 36 clicks and you have half of whatever dose the pen says. So that is actually what's happening. And I think you and I have been very honest with our viewers and our listeners that we do sometimes make decisions based on the best interest of our patients, right? With Wegovy in the fixed dose weight loss side, semaglutide, right, sold as Wegovy, the doses are slightly different, which doesn't worry me at all, but the pens are single use. They're very much like the like a glucagon pen, right? Like you literally take the cover off and press it into your skin and the dose is delivered. So
or more similar also to like a Mounjaro.
Yes, like a Mounjaro pen.
Yep. Those are one-time exactly.
use. Yep, one-time use, right? So that's where the concern comes in is that you're not going to be able to do that, right? So I think we should define what titration is or microdosing is, and that's what it is. You know, so I don't recommend it to lots of people. I don't use it a lot of the time, but there are some very specific patients that I have made that decision because it's the best thing for the person. I don't want someone on a drug for 6 months and then off of a drug for 6 months, right? That really makes no sense. So,
right. And I think other cautions with it too are just in terms of like the stability of keeping the pen for so long. Like it's that, like, let's say somebody was using like a 2 milligram pen and you're using 0.25 each week, right? So then you're going to be having it last for 8 weeks. And so like, we don't really know for sure, is that okay? Maybe it's okay. We just don't know, right? It wasn't studied that way. So those are kind of some of the risks that you get into.
Absolutely. Right. So are you keeping this at room temperature for 8 weeks? We don't know. And so that's where there's a lot of iffies about it. So my happiness around this is that they have lowered the price. And that it will give people access. I know some of the people that I care for that have used compounding in the past pay slightly less than the $499, but not all of them. So people are excited about that. We've gotten calls this week to our office asking for the new dosing and the new pricing.
Yeah, and I think. It's good to also compare this with the Lilly program as well. Mm-hmm. Lilly actually came out first with their direct program with the lower pricing. There's a few things that are very different about the two programs, though. So with Lilly, it's they're Zepbound, but it's actually vials. It is not pens. So it is a different formulation. And originally, they came out with the 2.5 and the 5 milligram vials. That was it. And recently, they expanded that to now include the 7.5 and the 10. And for those less familiar, the max dose of that drug goes up to 15 milligrams. So in doing that, they actually lowered the cost of the 2.5 and the 5 a little bit. So they brought the 2.5 down to $349. So that's a little bit less. And then the 5 milligrams down to $499. The thing with the vial, I mean, I know our minds are not supposed to go there, but like with a vial, it would definitely, you're drawing it out with a syringe. So it's definitely going to be easier to say, oh, I'm going to just draw out half of this and take a higher dose, but spread it out over 2 weeks. So then my $500 cost is going to be $250, right? So that, you know, obviously that is a concern. And so I think Lilly, I'm guessing that they kind of taking into some of that into consideration. So when they put out those higher doses, the 7.5 and the 10 milligram vials, they kept them at $499. So very similar to like the Wegovy prices, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't refill it in 45 days, the cost actually goes up to the 7.5 becomes $599 and the 10 becomes $699. And so it's kind of like it discourages the stretching out of the prescription, like it's designed to use it as the way it's supposed to be prescribed. So that's really interesting. So Natalie, I'm curious your thoughts about this.
Yeah, I mean, they are encouraging people to use the medications as directed, right? So this is the, right? So I'm smiling as a person who prescribes medicine all day, every day, right? So we overwrite for insulin too, a lot of the time. So if someone's on, you know, 75 units a day for an insulin pump, I'll write for 100 so that they have room for priming and losing a vial and breaking it on the kitchen floor and freezing it. You left a vial out in the car overnight, or it gets hot in the summer, you need a little bit of wiggle room, right? Well, this is weight loss medicine. So there's less need for that wiggle room. And so what they're, you know, the design of this program is the way it is. I wish because the first thing I thought was, well, we can give half of it, right? And it's not, we just need to be doing the right thing. And this is discouraging that. You know, if I were a smart person, more people would get, you know, the 10 milligram dose is basically $350, right? So if you divided it in two doses, right? If you were only getting 5 milligrams, but the 10, so it's so close that it, I don't know that it makes it worth it going backwards on it, right? So that's how they've done it. You know,
right.
Use the vial, give the injection. It's a great drug. Keep moving forward, right? I do hope that at some point there'll be more offerings for people that look at this and say, that's not my food bill for the month, right? These medications are still expensive and they're still out of reach. What the real solution is, as you and I both know and believe, is better coverage at the insurance level, right? Because we do know that these medications for weight loss alone reduce the risk of heart attack and stroke, reduce the risk of, right? That, you know, I mean, tirzepatide helps treat and is indicated for sleep apnea, for goodness sake, right? These are not just medications to say, I'd really like to lose 20 pounds. This is more than that. And we realize it. And it feels like almost every other week, there's a new study that comes out talking about the benefits of these medications.
Right. I wish that there could be better partnerships with insurance plans and the costs of these, that we could reach more of a compromise that, hey, if we can get this down to $349 or $499, then can there be better cost sharing where maybe the person only has to pay $100, which is still a lot for a lot of people, but it goes down to $100. The insurance plan picks up whatever, $200, $300. And then everyone's happy. Everyone's making something. Yes. The person gets their drug, like it just works out. That's what we really need. And then hopefully there wouldn't be this need to like even need compounding pharmacies or need to figure out creative ways to do micro dosing and split vials and all of that. Like that is truly what we really need.
And in closing, I think the biggest thing is that these drugs are wonderful. And we want more people on them. I mean, every person that walks into our diabetes center, unless it's contraindicated, right? Unless they've had a history of pancreatitis and we're a little bit, you know, for various reasons, there's some that we can even try it, even in those, you know, there are some contraindications, right? They're offered a GLP-1. It's in the top ranks at ADA guidelines. It's, you know, and so for these weight loss medications, it's the same thing. If we can get these people with overweight or obese as part of their diagnoses, and we can reduce their risks of other things, we are prolonging their lives and enhancing their lives and making them feel better when they wake up out of bed in the morning. I want it. I want it for every single person that can get it.
Yeah, well, I totally agree. I mean, these drugs are of so many benefits. There's a couple more things I just want to say about the two programs. So one is, I'm going to be honest, I am not the hugest fan ever of drawing something from a vial. I think when it comes to insulin, we've really tried to get away from that. We've tried to offer pens for people because they're so much easier to dial the right dose, to administer. The needle going into the skin is usually shorter. It's more comfortable. And so I don't love the idea of having to use a vial. Many people struggle with dexterity. They may struggle being able to see. Mm-hmm. And so they may think that they are drawing the liquid out of the vial and getting the medication, but it could be that they're not. And I've had tons of situations like this with insulin users where I would bring a patient in and I'd say, hey, like something wasn't totally matching up with their glucose levels. I'm like, can you just show me, how do you draw it out of your vial and show me how you would give yourself insulin? And cases where people are drawing it up and there's almost no actual liquid in that syringe. They don't see
right.
It. It's small, it's tiny, and they don't see it. And so I think there are safety concerns with vials. And so I do think being able to use the actual is a better thing. But the second thing I want to say is that in my exploration of kind of the cost and who's eligible for these programs, my understanding is that the way these are offered, Novo's program will work for people with commercial insurance. It will also work for people that are totally cash pay, that don't have insurance at all. it will not work for government plans. And the reason why is people on government plans are just, they're usually excluded from different types of copay programs and stuff. However, Lilly's program, because of, I don't know if it's in relationship to the different formulation with the vials, but it actually works cash pay and anyone is eligible to use it. And so that may be a consideration when navigating a person's insurance and if they have a government plan that might steer someone toward one program over another.
Great points. I really, yeah, absolutely. And again, I'm thrilled that both of them have made the decision to offer these medications at a lower cost, albeit I wish it was lower, right? And I'm going to say that every day. You know, that's not going to change. We always want more people to have access.
Yeah. And then I'm just going to bring this up because I can't resist, but we probably, a lot of us are familiar with the Super Bowl ad from Hims and Hers about the compounded GLP-1s. And they were very bold to have that Super Bowl ad. However, now with the crackdowns on the compounding, and we understand that they really have a limited amount of time to kind of stop because it's not on the shortage list anymore. Now they're kind of, you know, they're looking at the advocacy route and having people kind of write letters to their politicians and everything. And so it's really interesting. What we usually try to stay out of politics, but all that to say, it's just interesting kind of seeing the landscape and what's happening. And so we don't know what the future holds. I just want people to have safe medications, to have access to them. And with all the benefits to these drugs, I just want people to have safe access, get the right dose, get the right formulation, and be healthy.
That's it, right? That is exactly what we want.
Right. So, all right. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. That wraps up this episode of Diabetes Dialogue, Technology, Therapeutics, and Real World Perspectives.